Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Tuesday, February 23rd, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, and it's amazing when you're around Chicago for a while how warm 40 degrees can feel, right? Had to play a little bit of Martha Reeves this morning, Dean.
Never a terrible idea.
You know what? I was watching Showtime last night. I had seen it before, but I watched that documentary again, Hitsville, The Making of Motown.
Oh, yeah.
That is, I think, one of the best music documentaries of all time, and Martha Reeves was on there, and Smokey Robinson and Berry Gordy sort of narrate most of it, tell the story. What a fabulous program. I guess you can still find that on Showtime somewhere.
Yeah, you forget how much a part of the soundtrack of your life Motown music really was, you know, when you were coming up. The songs playing in the front seat while you were playing in the back seat, as they say, as we used to say in radio land.
You know, it's worth watching that documentary just for the section with the Temptations and My Guy, and the tracks are isolated, and then they tell the story about how they produced it, how that famous guitar riff happened, and how they brought in and why they brought in the orchestra. It's just fabulous. Hitsville, The Making of Motown on Showtime.
Soon we will only be watching documentaries.
That's fine with me.
Yeah.
You've got some Stevie Wonder news, speaking of Motown.
He is leaving the United States. He's moving. This was, you know, it sort of came out of nowhere. He told Oprah Winfrey that he was thinking about this last November in an interview, and then somebody asked him about it again the other day, and he confirmed that there is too much political turmoil in the U.S. He does not want to live in a country where his children and their children and their children have to beg for acceptance and respect and are no longer targets of, racial hatred. So he says that, he wishes he didn't have to leave the United States, but he said he is going to and is planning on moving to Ghana. So,
well, that's not right. We don't want to lose him here.
Yeah, Ghana's gain on this.
Yeah.
I would hope that, you know, he'd reconsider, I guess. As you say, we don't want to lose him, but, you know, why can't you have a nice place there, in the winter?
Hey, I don't know if I'm more upset about that or Daft Punk breaking up.
Oh, this is, I was in mourning all day yesterday when I heard this news that the French duo known as Daft Punk have decided to split. Actually, they've been together for 28 years, and if you have no idea who Daft Punk is, maybe you know their biggest song.
I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun.
Kind of a nice sound.
I like this song. I love this song. It won 4 Grammys, including Best Album of the Year, and I think Song of the Year, Record of the Year back in 2014. So, I mean, they had a lot of success, and they're hugely popular in the electronic music genre. On this particular song, they're joined by Pharrell Williams and Nile Rodgers. The two guys are Thomas Bangalter and Guy Manuel de Homem Cristo. So I understand why they just go by Daft Punk.
Yeah.
After just trying to say their names together. But they are, if You know, they're probably most noted for appearing on stage only with helmets on. When they won their Grammy Awards, they had these sort of space helmets on for the whole time and didn't take them off. And apparently they never take them off. So, you know, some of the comments on this, Stephen Colbert said, do they realize that they are quitting and taking their helmets off at exactly the worst time in human history to take off your masked helmet, which makes sense. My feeling on this is, why can't they just hire a couple of other guys and put the helmets on their heads?
Nobody would know.
Nobody would know who's under the helmet.
Also in the entertainment headlines this morning, this podcast from Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen. So this is not just one. They're doing more than one?
They're going to do eight of them together. Where they sit down together and talk about subjects like fatherhood and marriage and the state of America and race and other topics as well. They've already got two of them that are available for you to listen to right now on both the free and the premium Spotify channels. So if you look for the first two on Spotify, you can check them out for free. But it's the former president, Barack Obama, and the current boss, Bruce Springsteen, teaming up for what they are calling Renegades Born in the USA.
Hmm.
This is all part of a deal that the Obama's production company has with Spotify. They put together the Michelle Obama podcast last year. And I haven't listened to these yet. I'm going to. I'm going to try to listen to at least one of them today, because I got to think that that's a fascinating combination of personalities and thoughts and ideas with Springsteen and Barack together sharing ideas.
Absolutely. Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards, one of the things I liked about that Woody Allen documentary, Dean, was that they used the audio from Woody Allen's autobiography, but now there's a lawsuit about it, right?
Yeah, the publishers of that the book from which the audio comes vehemently disagrees with you on that. The attempt was to hear Woody in his own words, talking about different things. The docuseries, if you haven't heard about it, Allen versus Pharaoh is the name of it. It's, the first episode was on this past Sunday night on HBO, and the next three will be consecutive Sundays coming up, at which they take a very detailed look at the accusations of sexual abuse by Woody Allen on his then 7-year-old adopted daughter, Dylan Pharaoh. Now, Woody Allen has denied the accusations. He put out a statement yesterday saying, you know, that this whole thing is a one-sided, biased look at this whole thing. But for the use of this audio in particular, that's what's in question here, and possibly a lawsuit. Skyhorse Publishing put out Woody's memoir that's called Apropos of Nothing. And they say that they are considering a lawsuit because the audio was used without their permission. The company has said that HBO has not replied to their complaint. We suspect that there will be more audio recordings that will be used in the remaining three parts of the series. But attorneys for the film say that the clips were legally used under the fair use doctrine, which allows copyrighted material to be used without permission in certain formats. So I would imagine that a judge is going to have to decide if this is one of those formats in which you can just use somebody else's audio without getting their permission ahead of time.
I wonder if the judge will rule before next Sunday.
That could be a fourth episode, the legal battle.
Maybe. Let's talk about the new Coming to America movie. You talked to Tracy Morgan about it, and that must have been fun.
It was a lot of fun. I've seen the movie. I'm going to give you my review of it next week. I'll tell you, I had a lot of fun watching the movie. But just a great time doing Zoom interviews with the cast. Eddie Murphy, which we'll have for you next week. Arsenio Hall, some of the younger members of this cast. But some of the side players in this movie include Wesley Snipes, includes James Earl Jones back from the original movie 33 years ago, believe it or not. Leslie Jones is in this movie, among many others. And the great Tracy Morgan, who I just think is hilarious in anything that he does. And I was very surprised to find out that in all this time of the, both of their very long, very successful careers, Tracy Morgan had never worked with Eddie Murphy until now. And Tracy, talk to me about that.
He is one of my comedic heroes. He's inspired my whole career. I've always been friends with him. I love him dearly, him and Arsenio. But I better late than never. Time is right. This was the project. I'd rather work with him on this than anything. This is coming to America too.
Yeah, I was just surprised, you know, because of all the things that you've done and all that you've accomplished.
No, that's not how I look at it. When Eddie was on Saturday Night Live, he kept the door open for me. And I appreciate that alone. He was the one to keep the door open for all of us, no matter what color you are. You remember, you was there in 1980.
Yep.
Saved the show. And then, check this out. People don't know, when we would stop filming, we are on a set with like 15 to 1,000 people on the set. When Greg Brewer would say cut, you usually don't see Eddie. Eddie disappeared. Eddie going to the trailer. But I would be sitting in my director's chair in the sea of people. Eddie would gravitate over to me, and me and him would start conversating and laughing and making each other laugh. And I guarantee you, 2,000 people were standing going, I wonder what they're talking about.
Yeah, I was wondering what they were talking about. He wouldn't tell me the private conversation. But obviously, it's a mutual admiration society that these two guys have together. Tracy also talked to me about how the original Coming to America movie was significant to him for something very sad that had happened in his life 33 years ago.
The first one came out in 88. My dad died in 87. I was 19 years old. I mean, and, you know, I think about that all the time. My dad is probably smiling down on me when I was on a set doing this one. And my dad is probably smiling down on me with his thumbs up.
I read how you said that it was one of the first things that actually made you laugh and made you smile after you lost your own father, right?
My best friend. My dad first introduced me to Saturday Night Live in 1975. So when I became a cast member, I told Lorne Michaels, I said, thank you. And I told him what happened with my dad and how you made my dad laugh after Vietnam. And Lorne gave me a hug. And that right there was a thumbs up and go be funny, Tracy.
Yep.
And I did.
Was it more exciting for you working with Eddie than it was laying on our desk here at WGN on the morning news all those years ago? Remember that?
I still look at it. I looked at that last week. I was young and crazy. I was young and crazy. I had a good time, though. And all you guys are just laughing and laughing, and that's the payoff.
How could you not? You know,
you do anything for a laugh.
Anything for a laugh. In 2007, he was doing stand-up someplace in Chicago. He came on the TV morning news. And we're sitting and talking, and suddenly he gets up from the, during the interview, while we're live, he gets up from his chair and literally lays right on top of the anchor desk. And he pulls his shirt up and kind of extends his stomach and said, I'm a pregnant woman. And we're dying. Larry and Robin and I are dying laughing. And he laid up on that table for, I don't know, a minute, something like that. And then got back in his chair. And we continued with the interview. It was just completely out of nowhere. And I was, I think it's funny that he remembers it so well. And said that he was just watching it a couple of weeks ago. About a year or so after this happened, we got a note from the producers of 30 Rock. They wanted to use that clip on our morning show of Tracy you know, the Tracy character from 30 Rock appearing on local morning shows, and they actually used our clip on 30 Rock. You'll see, you know, occasionally in reruns now, for which I don't want to brag. I don't want to make anyone jealous. I've gotten about $1.38 in residuals for that.
Nice.
For all the times that it's run so far.
Fun to check the mailbox. Right. Now, right after that happened, that wasn't the reason Mark Sepulsa left, was it? Just to be clear.
It was. Not why Mark left, but it was the reason we started years before the pandemic having sanitizer on the set.
I'm not surprised.
Huge amounts of sanitizer.
Talk to you tomorrow, Dean. Bye.